Hello, Motherfunkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
We are on Zoom time. We are in Zoom land.
We're in Zoom land. We're in different postcodes. I'm trying to look for something that tells me where I am because I actually don't know where I am. Hang on. One that says treatment menu, luxury family hotels.
You're at the pig. All you need to say is one of the pigs. She's at one of the
No,
pigs.
I'm not at the pig anymore. I've moved on from the pig. You don't
No.
understand how many pigs to this holiday there are. Oh, here we are. New Park Manor. The New Park Manor, New Forest. So we're in the New Forest. We've had lunch at the pig. We've not washed for 4 days.
Yeah, there's no reason why you can't. Why did you not wash your excuse today?
Because I wanted to record the podcast before. No, because I've just arrived here.
I see.
So I wanted to record the podcast before then I started enjoying myself. But I actually, it's try and think about the last time. And I'm not talking about when you're in the Med and you've got a swimming pool or the beach. The last time when you're in the UK and you haven't washed for 4 days, and I mean no washing our hands. I mean I've used wipes. It's no washing of hair. It's really, really quite hard work. I'm
Yeah,
quite
it's grim.
itchy.
Yeah, it's quite grim. But why have you not washed for 4 days?
Because we've been somewhere where there isn't a shower or a
So what do
bath.
they have?
They have a broken shower. It's a really old, utterly charming cottage in Lyme Regis, and it's untouched since it was purchased back in 1955. Untouched, everything is just the same. The kitchen utensils, the oven, the toys, everything, the bed sheets, the nothing has been, which is really, really special. Like I spent ages just looking at everything, just going, oh my gosh, I had that in my house. Oh my gosh, my next door neighbor who was 105 had that in her house. It's really memory lane. If you hold out long enough, if you can bear to like hold out long enough, 10 years, 20 years, these things then become just utterly charming, like museum pieces.
Yeah, museum pieces. But what I want to say is the people who live there, how do they go about washing?
Well, it's just a little holiday cottage, so no one lives there. And the
Okay.
shower will be fixed at some stage, j'imagine.
Oh, I
But I
see.
suppose when people go there, because we're soft cocks from London, we don't do cold swimming. Everyone was doing cold swimming. So I suppose you could feel quite fresh after a dip in the sea. It's just a bit too cold for me, and I didn't have my wetsuit. But
Okay.
I do feel really lame. I'm not, the British are really hardy. And when I say the British, I don't include myself in that. I
I
suppose I
don't
should,
include
but I don't.
myself. Listen, I'm really not hardy. I won't even get into the swimming pool in September in Italy. So I'm very, very, very fair weather, as you know. No, don't worry about it. Well, listen, I hope you look forward to a long, luxurious douche at some stage soon. I took my son to Peckham Plex this week, flushed it up in Peckham.
Complex. For those of you who don't know, it's quite a famous cinema. They have something like £5.99 tickets all day, every day. And doesn't matter what you're watching, you can be watching, Aladdin's Cave or, The Matrix. It's just the same price for everyone. But it's a little bit down a hill, isn't it? Shelley, you've been more recently than me.
Yeah, but I found it quite charming actually. As you rock up, it's sort of baby pink, Peckham Plex, and sort of graffiti writing, intentional. And there are so many screens, and there's something really lovely about the £5.99 because I actually we went to see a film called Migration.
Nothing's £5.99, is it?
Nothing. I was going to take him up to the West End. I looked at the Picture House Central. It was £15.99 for a kid. Anyway, my son loved it. I loved it. I parked in Lidl and then got worried all the way through the film about getting a ticket. Listen, it was a charming, charming morning out with my son. He loved it. Two burgers, two chips, £2 on the way home. What's there not to like? We must
What did
go.
you watch?
Migration. I just said that.
Oh,
Migration.
migration. Sorry,
Yeah,
sorry,
sweet,
migration.
sweet. It's about
Oh, I've heard
about
good things about
Yeah,
migration.
it's great. It's colourful. It's lively. It's a very sweet story. It's good. It's good.
Okay, can I just, I know I've just mentioned I haven't washed, but when you haven't washed for 4 days, there's really nothing else on your mind. One good thing I'd say about not washing for 4 weeks is not
There's
all that
no
went through. Oh,
expectation.
no, all that went into my head was, oh, indoors leaves you alone. No, but
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking that. But
exactly. There's no expectation to put out if you haven't had a shower. Is that the only advantage?
no, not at all. But as I said that, I thought, no, she's going to think that automatically. Of course, there's absolutely no assumption. And everyone is just guarding themselves. Everyone's terrified. The only people absolutely adoring it are the children. They can't believe another night without a bath. They suit the rant. They're just ranted. Both of them are absolutely feral because they've got such tight locks and they don't brush their hair. They look mad. And, you know, I think my daughter still has chocolate ice cream on her face from the first day in Lyme Regis, and she's just been eating chocolate ice cream every day since. So, you know, they look like we've just found them in the New Forest. But one good thing is, I don't know about you, but I always find when I get out of the shower in the morning, I need to moisturise my face quite quickly, and my skin is very tight.
Yes, very tight.
Dry, you know, and I think it's our hard water as well in London. But I don't even need to moisturize. Like I have to remind my, because it's habitual for me, I do, but I don't need to. Like I don't need to moisturize because my greasy skin. No, it's not even, it's just like you're not drying yourself out. It's not that
you actually look rather good on it, I think.
Oh, thanks, babe. It's my hair is just, I've just had so many sort of cold sweats as well, especially in transit. You know, I'm just quite sweaty. I can't wait. The unwilling partner had a massage. So I said, rinse yourself first. It's bad manners to go down there so filthy. She was in there. She said, I cannot tell you how blissful it is. I cannot tell you. And my son came running out of the bathroom going, mum, the shower is in the bath. And I just didn't understand what he was saying. I said, of course it is. Where else do you expect it to be? But because there's not a separate shower cubicle, I go, mate, listen, this is how it was and how it should be. But yeah, he loves it. He loves it. The smaller the space, the less facilities, he thrives. But look, I'll give you, we're all in one again. There we are. There's a little cot there, little side bed where the magic happens.
Can I say that my son, youngest, three in August, he would never sleep in one of those cots anymore, a travel cot. He just wouldn't. He has to sleep on the floor or in bed with us.
Yeah, the children haven't stayed in their beds once, you know, that we've been bed hopping as no, they've had bunk beds in Lyme Regis they absolutely loved. But the youngest doesn't stay in her bed, not one night, ever. Always in with me or, you know, she won't stay in there, but they provide that, don't they?
Absolutely.
God knows how it will be. But it's exhausting. I have to say, people, you know, family holidays are exhausting. They're just, I just lay down, you know, for 5 minutes and I went so deep because you're on the move the whole time and you're not in your space. And your children want constant entertainment. So every single hour of every day is like, what are we doing now? What are we doing now? What are we doing now? So thank goodness this place has a kids club. I just bung them in now. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just relentless. So I've been,
Forget about it.
You know, children are exhausting. That's why it's nice to go away in a group so that children can play with each other. Parents can sit. You get me?
I hear you. Now listen, there's flatmate finding events that are happening in London at the moment, and apparently they're the perfect way to find your new flatmate. So they have things like flatmate bingo, buddy up yoga, and it's about matching people together to help house hunting much easier, because apparently it's very, very difficult. There are very few places at the moment for the amount of people there are, and then obviously it's really important who you share your space with. So there are events everywhere, but mainly in South London. Brixton is a huge hub for these events, and they are the way forward. I saw it first on BBC News, and I've also been reading an article about it in The Guardian. But you can understand, can't you, buddy up yoga?
I'd be absolutely terrified if I had to go and buy. And, you know, it could happen to any one of us. You know, if when my future ex-wife finally walks out on me, I will be joining one of these groups looking for a flatmate.
I think you'd buddy up quite easily, actually.
Absolutely terrified. What, with the two kids in tow?
Oh, I forget about them. They'll be with her. No, they could definitely stay with your ex-wife, your future ex-wife.
She's always said, if anything happens, I'm taking the kids. And I said,
you go where the money is, Sterling. You can't take them.
No, but I said, well, if you're absolutely sure, then you're absolutely
fine. No, you'll be fine by yourself. I think actually if you, yeah, because by the time it happens, we're looking at what, probably early 50s. So I reckon.
I think early 50s.
Yeah, you're going to be an absolute boho by then, you know, vegan probably, almost certainly, possibly meat once a week, meat treats. But I think you'll be really easy to buddy up. The only thing is you will come with so many spices. It's going to be difficult. You are going to be such a cute.
Spices and furs, that's the
spices
thing.
Spices and furs, but. People will enjoy your eccentricities, and I think that you'll find a buddy quite quickly. But listen, when the time comes, let me know, because I actually did take down the details. Taylor Swift, 1.1 billion.
Oh, what 1.1 billion viewers? Net followers.
Net worth.
Oh, net worth.
They've been talking about nothing else this week. I'm just
trying to sort of absorb that.
1.1 billion. So it's obviously 1,000 million, which is a lot, isn't it, really?
It's too much.
It's too much. She's invested in PJs, historic mansions in Beverly Hills. She's got a penthouse in New York, an excessive car collection, and a golf stream. So there we are. She gets 13.6 million per concert. I reckon we get £13.60 per show. Would you not say?
Give or take.
Give or take. But I'm just saying, it's kind of ridiculous money, but she has got her own crypto money, as in there's a Taylor Swift currency that's been released. Because apparently every time she goes to a restaurant or a bar or anywhere that she goes, they then can put up the prices by 40%. So there is, you know, so stockbrokers are predicting where she'll go and then go, great, you know, Nando's on the Strand, whack up those prices. Isn't it mad?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you've left me quite speechless there, Shirley, because that's a lot to take on.
It's a lot to take on, and she's more.
She's young,
and more influential than any politician for the society, for this generation. Next generation.
Has she got any dependents?
No.
Gosh, all for her.
Yeah, lovely.
She doesn't even need to get school fees or the weekly grocery shopping.
I know.
That's great. Well done, Taylor.
Well done, Taylor.
I mean, you know, these are once in a generation sort of figures.
Absolutely.
Another sort of once in a generation figure was, I've been quite obsessed with him all day because it took us about three nights in Lyme Regis to watch one documentary, one film, but it was Priscilla, Sofia Coppola's Priscilla, film about Priscilla Presley.
I haven't seen it, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I'm not, the jury's out, but just to, you know, just what a man. I mean, Elvis, to be married to him. And it was, by all accounts, her version. Her perspective was that it was a sexless marriage, really, and a sort of, he was never around. I mean, he loved her, but he just wouldn't sleep with her, and she went wild. And the marriage was very short. Yeah, she was wild.
Why didn't he sleep with her?
Every time they got into bed, he just slipped into his. Well, we don't. It's these questions are unanswered. You know, he was heavily on the prescription pills, so all they seemed to do throughout their relationship was just take prescription pills. He'd slip into his very large Larry bed. It looked like something Elton John would have, into his personalized pajamas EP on his silk pajamas, and then just slip into bed either with a book or with his tablets, and she'd sort of like come on to him and he'd push her away. We saw that scene countless times. Wow. And then one day she says, I'm leaving, I can't do this. I start looking, was he gay, what are the rumors? And no, not, you know, there are rumors, but we never saw, you never, you don't see that in the film, but you just don't really see him. Yeah, quite asexual, really, and for such a sort of sexual, iconic figure.
How funny, because the film, the Elvis Presley film I saw with Austin Butler, doesn't give
that... Is that the Baz Luhrmann?
Yeah, doesn't give that impression at all. It gives the impression that Will, in fact, a sort of a love rat.
Well, quite. And then she, on the back of that, came, you know, did her best. She was the exec producer on this, so this is how she saw him and her relationship. Listen, he could have been out, you know, you see her occasionally, and she's actually, the character is an absolute drip, so you sort of don't blame Elvis. But anyway, she's picking up the magazine, the newspaper, and he's off filming. It says, you know, Elvis falls hard for Nancy Sinatra in the film, whatever. And so you get the idea, are they, is he, she, but nothing concrete at all. And yeah, she was 14 when she met him. She was so young, and he was much older than her. And he took her away from her parents, just kept her at Graceland, and wouldn't sleep with her. And she was desperate. She was 15 and absolutely had a lob on for him, and he just wouldn't. I was so frustrated for her.
I'm so frustrated for her. Yeah, that's...
I know. And I just kept on, you know. And she was so young, and she was, and he just wanted her to look a certain way, and she looked absolutely ridiculous. But it was a very short lived 6-year marriage. Where, yeah, as far as she, and then Lisa Marie, God rest her, she was really upset with that version, and she was really upset with her mother and with Sofia Coppola, who she felt should have known better than to portray her father like that, because he came across as quite, well, aggressive, violent, and sort of predatory, were her words, but I didn't see that predatory side. But anyway, yeah, very, you know, I can't say you gotta watch it, but also it's just interesting talking of iconic, you know, iconic pop figures.
Should we just go straight to my winner-winner?
What is your winner-winner?
I think you're going to be quite surprised. My husband's given me a credit card.
The old Amex.
The old Amex. I said, listen, you better get the Amex because we need, Shirley says on the way back from the farmhouse, Fanny, that we've really got to, if for every pound you get an Avios point. And he looked it up. We went, just to let you know, you need about 400,000 Avios points to make a difference. I said, sure. Anyway, he said to me yesterday, this morning, in fact, he woke me up and said, look, this may actually end up, you know, us divorcing, but I have got one in your name. And I said, well, that is lovely. That is an absolutely inspired idea. Thank you very much.
Well, that's lovely. And as it should be. And you won't take the piss, Shirley. Of course you won't.
I won't.
No, you won't. You absolutely won't. So that's fine. He was right to give you one. And also just, you know, you get to a point, don't you, where it's just like, you can't just, can I have your card to book our flights and everything? You just need... No, I think that's a really nice next step in your relationship.
Really nice, can't wait.
Congratulations. And I have to say that your winner-winner is similar to my winner-winner because I referred you, I got 8,000 Avios points, yeah, just like that. And I would have to spend £8,000 just like that to get them. So thanking you.
Win-win all round.
On the subject of relationships and going the next step, have you heard of the 777? Not, and I'm not talking about divorce, not yet. 777. So it's to keep a sort of healthy, long-term, you know, bonded relationship. You follow the 7-7. Every 7 days, go on a date. Mm-hmm. Every 7 weeks, have a night away. And every 7 months, have a week away.
And every 7 years.
I think that's nice.
That's really nice.
Have an affair.
I think that's really nice. I'm up to my 7th year in marriage this year.
Mm.
So what do I get?
7 year itch.
7 year.
You get a credit card.
You get a credit
plastic.
Card. But plastic, fantastic. Yeah. Nothing makes me happier. I'm going on a date this evening. I'm going to see Mamma Mia, the musical, 25 years celebrating, 50 years since Waterloo, Eurovision.
I think that's wasted on you, and that is going to be mine. Yeah,
well,
you're not really a massive ABBA fan.
Not massive, but you know me. I mean, I like song. I like a bit of glitz and glam. I like a sequin.
Women, wine and song.
Yeah.
That should be super fun. I'd love to go to that.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure. But yeah, and the fact that we have to get there really early, though, because they're showing some film beforehand, you know. Anyway, listen, I went to see ABBA Voyage. I love that. It's a night out, and I'm, you know, after my big boozy night out last night, I need something that's going to wake me up. So... No, all those
clowns. Oh, and it will.
And it will, exactly. Another thing I want to recommend is an exhibition at the Somerset House called Cute. Last chance to see. It's only until the 14th of April. A major new exhibition exploring the irresistible force of cuteness in contemporary culture. Check it out. I'm going to show you this picture, Shirley, and you get the idea. Can you see?
I can't. No, sad. Oh, gosh. Put it closer. It looks quite horrifying from where I'm at.
Yeah, it is cute. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we're taking the kids to that. I haven't taken them to the Balloon Museum, but everyone has told me how amazing the Balloon Museum is. But I haven't. I asked my son if he wanted to go. He said, no, let's go to the Peckinplex. And I thought, yeah, easier for you, easier for me. But apparently...
Cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper. Apparently the Balloon Museum is meant to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hearing mixed reviews, but I definitely do want to go. I do want to go.
You haven't got long. And then just very quickly, another thing, if you're stuck with things to do this week, the Big Easy, obviously I know the one on the King's Road. I think there's another one somewhere else. 2-for-1 on drinks. Lobster and chip. I'm taking my son and my goddaughter.
Oh, how lovely. I haven't stopped eating chips. I've sort of had it up to here. I don't know what to do. Chips come with everything. Chips with your fish, chips with your steak, chips with your ice cream. It's just... enough already. I can't. Really? But we've got we're eating at the hotel tonight, and then tomorrow we've got a date night at Linewood, as I've mentioned before. Very nice restaurant in New Forest, where I've got special shoes and I'm gonna have a shower, and definitely won't put out because we're all in the same room. But do you know what I mean? That's our seven.
You've got to, don't worry, once they're out, those kids, you've got to do something. Look lively, Vera.
Well, I'll let you know how that plays out, but no,
Let me
excited for a date. I'm just excited because I don't know what's happened to the youngest. She's turned into an absolute ape at the at the table. Like she's effing and jeffing the whole time. So she's just going fucking hell, and just slamming down her cutlery. We don't know what to do. So my wedding partner said to me, right, I don't think we can go out as a family anymore until she learns how to behave. But she never used to be like this. And then her brother looks at her laughing his head off, and they encourage each other. And everyone is looking, and you can't just ruin other people's dining experiences.
It's Nolan nanny.
So then we just go, okay, so then we reward her with the iPad because she's being such a nightmare. And then it's just blissful. Once you give them a screen, it's just utterly blissful. But it will be really nice tomorrow because what's been really nice is, you know, you're together, all four of you, day in, day out, highs and lows, sure. But it's actually a nice thing to do because when do you do that? But... oh my goodness, how lovely to also have a break. You know, because they're intense little children.
Really intense.
Bloody intense.
Harry Styles is buying in Peckham.
Shut up. What, to just sort of house the homeless or something?
No.
Is he sort of investing in a soup kitchen?
No, I read
as a philanthropic move. Philanthropic.
It was an April Fool that got me. I was like, oh, is he? Oh my gosh. Shelley's going to be really, really pleased about that. But obviously he's not. He's staying in Hampstead. Go on, what's your winner? Or was it the Avios?
For the Avios. Yeah, the Avios. And also, you know, just
shower.
Getting away.
An
imminent shower. That's my winner. And a lovely, lovely breakaway at Lyme Regis.
Lovely. Dead duck. To
whoever paid for that, thank you very much. Dead duck. I just can't complain at the moment. I just cannot complain. Although the willing partner went and booked Centre Parks for the May half term, that could turn out to be a dead duck.
Do you know what? It's meant to be amazing. It's meant to be really, really good.
Well, this is what we hear. As long as you get over the food, which is awful, apparently.
Bring your own food. But listen, really hear it's really good. And also, it's really not cheap. Listen, you can get, I think it's wonderful.
Nothing is cheap. Nothing is cheap. It's just horrendous. But, you know, still cheaper than a week somewhere else, you know, the alternative.
Listen, but everything is a UK holiday. You love a UK holiday. You love to drive. You love those 4 a.m. starts. I think it's going to suit you absolutely down to the ground. In fact, if anything, I was jealous back in the day, back in the 80s, about not getting an invite to Centre Parks. And I'm jealous now.
Well, this is, we used to dream. We used to dream of that. Rebecca Batten always got to go to Centre Parks, but there was no one else in my class who went. It was Rebecca Batten. And every time she was allowed a friend, and all of us would just line up and be the best person we could be in the hope that she'd pick us.
Exactly.
I was so close to being picked, and then she went for Kate Morrison, but that's fine. I wasn't the sort of family that went to Centre Parks. We weren't. And think that 40 years later, get to go.
She's finally made it. She's arrived.
We finally made it to Centre Parks. There is one aspect that people's, you know, friends have said who really rate it, just say you just go on bicycles because it's all just forest. But you just go on bikes and the baby goes in a bucket and then you just drive and you just cycle in forest for hours.
Robin Hood land, isn't it?
Sherwood, is Sherwood. It?
Yeah, Sherwood. I've looked it
you're
up.
You're right.
I looked it
you
up.
You know you're right.
You're going to have a lovely, lovely time. That's brilliant. What else is there? Oh, I watched Past Lives this week, Anatomy of a Fall, and Poor Things I watched a couple of weeks ago. But Anatomy of a Fall is a wonderful watch, as is Past Lives. And it's actually really nice to sit down and watch a film from beginning to end. And films that really make you think the next day and possibly even the day after that. It's really lovely. But Anatomy of a Fall, I think, is great. It's great.
I hear wonderful things. And yes. I saw Poor Things. I hope I've got that right. Poor Things with Mark Ruffalo and Emily. I really loved it. I'd love you to watch it and see what
I've
you think.
I've seen it, darling.
It's utterly bizarre.
Have you? Yeah.
Did you enjoy?
I did enjoy. I had slight issue with some stuff, but on the whole I thought it was visually lovely. I thought she was excellent. I love the way that it was filmed. I thought it was a very interesting concept, and I really enjoyed the costumes. There's, you know, so yes.
I just enjoyed their language because it reminds me so much of, you know, silly language we make up at certain times in our lives.
Right.
And I found it, I really enjoyed the language, and Mark Ruffalo especially I enjoyed. There's so much more good stuff to watch, especially this Oscar season. I think we've
lovely,
come to the end.
It's been absolutely lovely. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Tune Out. I hope you've had a lovely Easter break. If you're still on it, I hope you're still enjoying it. It is intense having not organised anything for me and my 5-year-old, but actually it's fine. We've been doing a lot of cooking. A lot of
quality time. We've got Friday together, haven't we?
Friday together we have. I also took him to Hamleys yesterday. My goodness, it's not what it used to be. It is not what it used to be. And he had his nails done. He had some glittery tattoos. It's worth it for that. But anything else, give it a miss. Selfridge is much better.
You have to go midweek when it's empty and you've got five floors of just to yourself. Oh. Can't go when it's busy.
It's so tacky the back. All of the
Oh, absolutely.
So tacky the back. But anyway, listen, he enjoyed it. We went out for dim sum afterwards. He can now eat with chopsticks. I'm really impressed. Guys, thank you so much. We shall be back soon.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.